Now for our go-round winners report here on Talk Rodeo. Our reports this year brought to you by the Cowboy Roundup. Find out more about this great organization at thecowboyroundup.com. The Cowboy Roundup is a nonprofit group awarding scholarships to rodeo athletes ages 7 to 24. Each year, the Cowboy Roundup awards up to 9 scholarships worth up to $1,500 each. Scholarship winners can use the scholarships to attend the rodeo clinic of their choice. The Cowboy Roundup is rooted deep in rodeo and has a board of directors with a vast history in rodeo and the Western way of life. If you'd like to find out more, go to www.thecowboyroundup.com. The Cowboy Roundup, preserving rodeo one athlete at a time. Well, rodeo fans were treated to an exciting round of action in round number 8 at the National Finals Rodeo. It all started down in the bareback riding with Leighton Berry going 88 points on Not So Foxy.
That's a great horse at Powder River Rodeo Company, a horse I don't have much history with, but I've seen her go the last couple years at the NFR. She's one that you kind of dread having by her name, but you know when you have her, she's going to give you a chance to win first. Tonight was a fist fight. I'm lucky to come out on top.
In the steer wrestling, we saw the two big men of Will Lummis going 3.6.
I knew the steer was good. He left sharp. The steer was great. I knew it was a great chance, but I had to take a chance at the barrier, and I felt like my horse did a great job. Clayton did awesome, picked him up for me, and yeah, it worked out.
And Tyler Waggis back, tying that mark, also 3.6.
Steer I had, they were 4 on him both times. I knew he was going to be a good chance if I could keep him on his feet. Well, I was able to pick the steer up on his front end, get him to get in the air, and get him to hit flat, so I was able to split the round with Will.
Team Roping, they got another one as Coleman Proctor and Logan Medlin, 3.5 to win round number 8.
It seemed like our steer was pretty straight, and he squared off really fast and kind of hung on it really well. Set it up quick for Logan, and when he threw, I started asking Heisman to face, and it really brought the run together.
Just try to beat the steer that's in the chute. That's what our plans all year. Treat it for what it is. I'm excited for the next 2 rounds, see what they got.
Stetson Wright was amazing in round number 8 as he wins the saddle bronc riding with 90.5 on Hellboy.
Won a rodeo earlier this year on him, and it's just special to be able to get on such high caliber animals and have it be from the same state as you.
Hunter Heron came out on top. He posted a time of 7-2 to win his first go-round here at the National Finals this year. And speaking of first, it was Leslie Smalgo. The Oklahoma Cowgirl bested the field with the fastest run of the NFRs with a 13-41.
Only one I rode all year. He's the only one I took with me. I had some colts with me, but I had no intentions of running them. And he's just been so honest all year. He's exceeded any expectation I have ever had. I am in shock. You know, I was just hoping to be in the 13s this week. I never thought we had this in us.
And I told you Stetson Rice was on fire tonight. Well, tonight he split the bull riding. Wright went 90 points on Angel's Landing.
I've never been an average rider, and I felt like me getting bucked off last night reminded me that I wasn't. And sure enough, the next round I win, so I wish I would have bucked off my first, and maybe I'd have won a few more.
But his good friend, Kai Hamilton, also puts a 90-point ride together on Bubba G.
He just looked like one that would fit me good. His bucking style, he's a big bull, and he's got a little up and down, and they're the kind I really like. And he was everything I thought he was going to be, and it worked out good.
Our go-round winner report brought to you this year by the Cowboy Roundup. So from Las Vegas, this is Derek Barton saying BBFN. Bye-bye for now.